Well, pleased to know that this isn't an emotional movie. This is entirely separate from that. I've calmed down a bit, a lot, and I've just been chatting to Claude, and Poppy's lying on the sofa, and it's all lovely. Anyway, we're talking about Kate from Save Our Sounds has had the BBC campaign to make sure we record all those unique sounds that are going to be disappearing as both technology and society moves on. And she'd run a competition for identifying five different sounds, just a fun thing. And she'd recorded very clearly five different sounds from around her home and invited people to guess what they were. And I got stuck on one. I got stuck on number four, I think it was, which turned out to be a 3CD changer. And I got all the others fine, and I love my sound, so I'm usually pretty good at that sort of thing. I was pretty annoyed with myself when I couldn't get the fourth one, so I didn't bother replying, and you know, so I didn't bother submitting a wrong answer for until I just... Anyway, I now learn that was a 3CD changer, and that led me to be talking to Claude just now about the whole thing. And I simply said to Claude, well, I've never heard one. I've never, ever had a 3CD changer. I never saw the point of them, and the reason for that is why I'm booing. For me, the most entertaining part and engaging experience of music listening came when I was a vinyl junkie, when I used to collect records based on my favourite bands and the gigs I'd seen and the backstory of artists and the relationship with the producers on that record to other producers on other records, the label history, all of that kind of thing, all of that very engaging kind of thing, and tactile experience as well, looking at the back of a record sleeve and finding all this stuff out, and then going ahead and searching through record bins for the next purchase the next week and going through the process again and falling in love with those bits of vinyl, I'd say, you know, became an obsession for me, and it has done for many, many people. Anyway, then we saw some progress, and I'm going to use that word advisedly. CDs were born, and rather than the experience we had before where we would sit near our record player, assured that in 15 minutes we were going to have to swap the record over to carry on listening to music, which, whilst being a time-consuming activity, also allowed us another opportunity to engage with the record, look at the disc, the graphic art on the disc, the love and passion that had gone into a piece of music. And we got the CD, and that meant, well, a lot of good things. A much higher fidelity of sound. There's an argument over whether it's better. It's certainly purer and without distortion or any kind of artifacts. So we had 11 tracks. We could listen for three times longer without having to get off our lazy arses. And while we were doing so, we could quickly browse the CD leaflet, which wasn't particularly tactile or attractive, and put it back in the sleeve and wait till the hour was up. That was enough for me. That was enough of a disengagement with the music itself, or the product itself, and the band and the artist and its history and all the things I found from a record sleeve, much more easy to take. And so I never looked at 3CD changes or heard one, because one was quite enough. I could get up every 45 minutes and put a new CD on and really enjoyed the process still. Which leads me on to now, and I've better hurry up. I don't know how much time I've got. I'll just quickly check so I don't run out. Oh, 3:48. Okay. Now we have Spotify, we have Last.fm, we have our own iTunes collection, which, if we've been patient, comprises our vinyl collection. I haven't, but I still have 12,000 or so WAV files ripped from my CD collection. But having been, you know, if you're into music, that's probably about what you've got. Well, no, if you're obsessed about music, that's what you've got, not if you're into it. Anyway, winding on. Spotify allows you now to have this endless stream of any tune you want to listen to without really much consideration, a good chance to discover people, not a great chance to feel passionate about them or involved, and you have Last.fm. And Last.fm for me is not a step backwards. You see, Spotify for me is. It's a step away from the interaction between artist and client or listener or music fan. Last.fm, on the other hand, it does something social. It brings people together to try each other's music, to listen to each other's music, and therefore has some merit. I still say it's a shame that we're not getting our records in big discs with attractive sleeves, but hey-ho. I guess we can't stay still.